to you, dear listener. I never know how an interview is going to go until I walk into the guest's home or office and press the record button. Hollywood legend Cloris Leachman was still eating her lunch when I walked into the house she shares in Topanga with the youngest of her five children, daughter Dinah, granddaughter Alleluia, and Dinah's partner Tom. This isn't the riotous, gossipy chat I'd imagined, but a touchy insight into the twilight years of a beloved and acclaimed actress. It's her daughter Dinah's voice you hear chiming in during the interview that took us down memory lane. Put the kettle on, Tiago.
We simply must applaud them, the chat podcast with Claire Fordham, Keir Carr and Chad Hong.
Would it be awfully rude if I asked you how old you are?
90 fucking 2.
90. Fucking two, that's amazing.
It isn't, it isn't real.
Do you feel 92?
When I'm trying to walk, I do.
Right, so getting old is no fun at all then?
It's not fun at all.
Right.
I wouldn't recommend it.
Well, it's better than the alternative, I suppose.
Which is what?
Death.
Well, death, I try to imagine it, and I can't imagine it.
But you're not, are you scared of it?
I'm afraid that I can't breathe.
Right.
That I won't be able to breathe, and I will be scared of that.
Right. So do you think about death? She's having a drink. It's not gin and tonic. It's just a lovely, refreshing drink. Was that, you're bored already? We've only just started. Let me just ask you this. Do you realise that if you were British, that you would be a dame of the British Empire? Would you have liked that if you'd been British and were a dame, like Judy Dench and Helen Mirren? Well, that sort of thing doesn't bother you. Would you like that or no? You would have liked that? Ah, were you...
Speak, use your voice, Mom. You have to speak. No one
can... I can't speak. Go ahead.
And so do awards mean anything to you? Because you've won a few.
I'll show them to
you. You're going to show me?
I'm going to walk.
Oh, can
walk?
I come? I'm going to follow you. Are you going to show me the one? Can I? Wow, this is amazing. Oh my gosh, I'm gonna. Now, do you know what? I have seen one and held one other Oscar, and that was Cary Grant's. I'm looking at it. It is a beautiful thing.
And there's an English one.
Oh, a BAFTA. You got a BAFTA? What was that for?
Same thing.
Oh, so Last Picture Show. Wow, do you remember it? Clearly.
Clearly.
Did you love doing it? Yeah.
Hi. Can I have a cup of coffee with you?
I guess.
What am I doing apologizing to you? Why am I always apologizing to you, you little bastard? 3 months I've been apologizing to you without you even being here. I haven't done anything wrong. Why can't I quit apologizing? You're the one who ought to be sorry. I wouldn't still be in my bathrobe if it hadn't been for you. I had my clothes on hours ago. You're the one made me quit caring if I got dressed or not.
Let's watch and look at all these other. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 Emmys. Oh my gosh.
That's a...
Oh, the Great American Comedy Festival. Oh, the Johnny Carson comedy legend went.
You, isn't it wonderful?
Of course, well, you are. And very deserving. Is there one of these that you're proudest of? The Oscar, the Johnny Carson comedy legend,
yeah.
8, 9 Emmys. Which one? That one. Let's have a little look.
Golden Globe.
Oh, yes. Wow. Golden Globe. The best television actress in a series, musical or comedy, Phyllis.
I'm afraid I've just been too much of a real woman.
Phyllis, how were you too much of a real woman?
I don't like to brag, Rhoda. But Lars and I had an incredible love life. Would you like to know how incredible?
Oh, gosh, Phil, I don't
know. I'm going to tell you. How
any real purpose.
Incredible it was. I think Lars summed it up best when he turned to me one night and said,
Phyllis, jag har slutat.
Wow. Amazing. I'm glad you get a thrill from it. Otherwise, there's no point in giving them to you.
I know, there's no point.
No.
So there's a point.
Yes, there's a big fat point, and you've got more than anyone else. And that's a good thing. Should we go and sit back down again?
Come on, I'll give you a raise. If you want to, yes.
I think it's best. Now then, can I, with great respect, can I call you Cloris, or would you like me to call you Miss Leachman?
Oh, my name is Cloris, so you probably better.
Okay, I will.
Yes.
Now, we live in Topanga. We're in Topanga. And I live there as well, so we're almost neighbours, except my house isn't anything like as fabulous as yours. Do you like living here?
I love living here. They built it for me.
Well, what, your daughter?
And son-in-law.
Now, I would like to talk to you, if I may, about being a working mum. Because apart from being an acting legend, you had 5 children.
How? I would have had 7, but something happened.
Oh, right. So can I ask you what it was like being a working mother of 5 children? Was it easy? Did you have a lot of help?
Or I had a housekeeper.
Right.
Always.
And a good one, the same one?
Dinah. Mm-hmm. How long has Anna been with us?
943 years.
And she's still with you?
Yes.
No, hang on.
I was 7 and I'm 52, so what does that make it?
45. You had the same housekeeper and nanny. And she's still with you now?
She's not a nanny.
Oh, right. She was a housekeeper. Well, who looked after the kids then, when you were working?
Well, she was there and...
Just kept an eye on them?
Well, she did what she could.
Were they... So, and I know that you live with your youngest child, Dinah, and her husband. Now, is she your favourite?
No, they're all my favourites.
I knew they would be. Now... Your Dinah did tell me that you were next door neighbours with Judy Garland and her 2 youngest children because of Judy's known issues. They were often coming to you and that you were very much a mother figure to them. So clearly mothering comes easily to you. Do you think you were a good mother? Dinah, was she a good mother?
She was an incredible mother in a really different way, in a really... One might even say obscure.
Okay.
No, she was, there was no boundaries, no structures, just pure, she lives in a whole other planet that we only aspire to be on.
Right.
And it's just all creative. There's nothing else other than love and creation.
Yeah, including creating life. Now, Dinah was telling me that you are so artistic that you are gifted in many areas. For example, you were a concert-level pianist, a great pianist. Can you still play? Do you play?
My fingers have frozen.
Oh.
It's heartbreaking. Oh, that's so beautiful. Can't even play that with them at all.
Right. Where are you going?
I never know.
I'll just follow you.
Can I stay loose?
Yeah, let's stay loose. Oh, you're going to sit at the piano? Because I know Dinah plays. She was a wonderful singer-songwriter. I say was, because she doesn't do it anymore. Can we just go back to the housekeeper? The housekeeper still lives with you.
She's right out there. That,
and she's working as well.
Yeah, sort of. She's more like a family member now.
Of course.
Wow. She's 65, so I have to take care of both of them.
I feel privileged to hear it. Thank you so much. And if I may say, you had 2 stiff as a board fingers and you still did it. Do you have... Can I ask you when and where you were happiest in your life, in your very long life, your long and accomplished life? Can you remember a time when you think, yeah, that's when I was happiest? when the kids were small, when they were older, when you won your Oscar. But do you... Oh, here we go, let's play. Do you play every day?
I never do.
Oh, you never play?
Sometimes she gets so wild hair and plays, but she used to play all the time.
Right. Now, your daughter, your youngest daughter, your youngest child, she told me, I said to her, I won't ask boring questions like, what did you wear to the Oscars? And she said she'd actually like that question.
I would love that question. What was it again?
What did you wear to the Oscars when you won? But was it important to you to look fabulous? That, moving on. I like it when you play. Is this you dropping off to sleep and having a little nap, or is it just because you think, I quite like her, I'm going to put my head on her shoulder?
That's what I think.
Oh, that's lovely. And then Cloris Leachman, the Cloris Leachman, put her head on my shoulder. And I thought, well, blimey, that's got to be the most exciting thing that's happened to me ever.
Mabel was my most wonderful friend in the world.
Who was Mabel?
Mabel Albertson.
Okay.
She was... she was on...
Bewitched.
Hang on, which one was she? Because that was my favourite show when I was...
Mother-in-law.
She was Darren's mother.
Oh, Darren's mother. Okay, because I know Agnes Moorehead.
The other one.
Elizabeth Montgomery. She was the other one. Oh, she was your best friend?
My best friend in the world.
And for many years?
Always.
She was my father's mother.
She was your... Oh, wow.
And her brother was Jack Albertson from The Man in Chico and The Man in Willy Wonka and He was the uncle.
Yes.
And then he won his own Academy Award for the subject was Roses with Martin Sheen.
And we each won an Emmy on a Cher show. We were together on a Cher show. We each got an Emmy.
Oh, how wonderful. Yeah. But so those sort of things are precious memories to you.
Well, yeah.
Not just the awards, but with the friendship.
Sure.
Your friend. And presumably she's no longer with us, Mabel.
No.
You've lost me, yeah. So, and you still miss her, I guess.
She's in a brown box on my table in there.
Okay. Is that for special people? Who else is on there?
Well, our dog was there. I don't know where he is now.
And is that? Do you think that's where you'll go?
Oh, you pass around a one bitch.
Yeah.
good woman who's the mother of one of my children, of my darling next generation children.
Right, grandchildren. So is family still important to you? You like all being together? Well, maybe not. Maybe there's some in there she doesn't like.
No, I like them all. They don't like each other.
Oh, that's family, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
That's family. We won't ask who are the difficult ones, because that wouldn't be fair.
Oh, Dinah's the one of them.
She's an absolute...
She's sorry right now.
She said
well,
so.
Well, you say you're sorry.
No, I have nothing to be sorry for.
Yeah, I'm afraid she does take care of you. So it looks to me... like, we need to be thankful for Dinah for you still being here.
Very grateful.
Yeah. Now, one of the shows that I remember you being in, you played Mormon. I really liked Raising Hope. Do you remember that?
Yes, of
course.
That
was a great... I loved that show.
A good show.
It was very funny. It lasted several seasons.
4 years.
4 years. Yeah, that was a good run. And it was strong. Very funny. You're very funny, in a good way.
Who's the pygmy? What's it doing in my seat?
Mama, this is your great-granddaughter, Hope.
Who the heck are you?
Yeah, I think Mama's confused again.
Mama, what's the last thing you remember?
That dopey-looking kid went out to get bubblegum ice cream.
Now, have you got any projects on the horizon?
She did, this year alone, she did American Gods, So Be It came out, and she did another one just now. We got back from Georgia. She did a show called When Last We Spoke with Melissa Gilbert and Corbin Benson.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And then she just did a little short on this last Saturday. And then next week, we're going to do a, she's going to do a TV show called Teachers.
And so, do you have any plans to retire? Or are you going to start doing the rounds as a concert pianist?
Oh, I have to solve this before I die.
Okay.
But I have to.
What, to get it, the piano playing? Okay, well, it sounds to me like you have solved it.
Well, I haven't.
You've certainly nailed life. You're good at life. You've had a great life. Even though your marriage ended in divorce, it was a long marriage. Was it, for the most part, a happy one?
Yes.
What went wrong?
The thing that was always wrong. It was always wrong.
Okay.
He didn't want to be married.
Okay. That happens. That happens. So was that a difficult time for you, the divorce? Or was it like it was just, that was...
No, he said, Bonnie's going back to Nashville if I don't get a divorce. So I said, well, we can't have that. And I gave him a divorce.
Well, that was very nice of you. Who's Bonnie?
Bonnie was this lovely woman. We're still friends.
Oh.
She has his ashes right now.
Oh, so he married her, did he?
Yes.
Okay.
They had two children. One died.
All right.
Oh, that's... little Max, darling boy. He was 11.
Oh.
He's a darling boy.
So do you think you'll get married again?
No, never.
Why not?
There's nobody.
No.
I can imagine it, and then I go, 92. I can't have anything to do with anybody who's 92.
Right. Well, you never know. A sprightly, nimble 70-year-old who's got his own teeth.
Yes, but when he finds out I'm
92. Yeah, but he won't if he don't tell him.
Well, somebody will get way to tell him.
So now, what is your, obviously a bit of piano playing, what's your idea of a perfect day these days?
Perfect day. Sleeping.
Yeah.
Oh, bed.
Yeah. Do you nap in the day?
Yes.
Napping's a good. Nap's good. Do you watch TV or go to the or watch movies?
I used to. I don't ever anymore.
You don't watch TV?
She does too.
What does she like? I want to know. Nothing.
What she watches is the screeners when they come out.
Yes, of course, yeah.
So she, and they,
nothing
they
on TV.
They have all of the screeners and I get one once in a while.
Yeah, really. Well, that's how it always goes and with later. Everybody in screeners. If you're lucky. You're lucky she gives you food.
She doesn't even give me those movies. Because
no.
We can't work the TV.
The problem is the TV, not the movies.
Yeah, no, I understand. I'm looking at your view, which is pretty beautiful. When you look back, what was your favourite time as an actor? What was the best gig you ever had?
Twigs. The play Twigs was the best I've ever done.
Wow.
And the Woman Who Willed a Miracle is the best thing I've ever done. I was a North English woman. In World War I, a real woman. She took this baby, they called her from the hospital, he was a day old. His eyes had been taken out.
Ooh.
And he couldn't do anything. And the father was gone, the mother just left. And he was gonna die. And I said, nobody dies with May Lemke. And I arranged, instead of having the scene, the first scene, was in the living room, the mother and father, the nurse and the baby. She was telling them all the things that were wrong. I arranged it so that when the taxi came with them, I ran outside, and it's a circular driveway. I rolled the window down in the back so I could grab the baby out, which I did, from the back seat. By the time I'm in the front door, I know what's happened. The eyes are closed. I know everything is, but I don't know what happened. And you know, so I'm much more.
So that was very a dramatic role.
Well, I made it better by, do you see the difference in the first scene?
Yes.
It was like that all the way through. She was short. She didn't develop after the accident. Everybody was killed in this munitions factory where she worked, but three people, and she was one of them. And she was in the hospital for 2 years. And she came to America, and her mother had arranged for her to marry one of the soldiers. And he came to Chicago and met her, and they got married, and then he left. Mm. And when she got the baby,
So do you prefer doing dramatic roles or comedy? Or you don't mind, it's a job, you love both?
Comedy's wonderful.
The ability to make people laugh. And you still got your sense of humour. You still laugh. You still pull faces. That's the pity that this is, you can't see your faces, because you've still got that physical comedy. You have in your face. You can pull, you're just the way you raise your eyes is hilarious. So do you feel that you've retired now from acting?
No.
No, you'd take a role if something came. You're open to offers.
I'm working all the time.
Yeah. You could. Wouldn't it be great if you had a part where you had to be a piano player? And they wouldn't have to use a double for your hands. You could do it.
I would do it.
Yeah, I bet you would. And you'd be great at it.
How do you know me so well?
Because I am a human being who is 60-fucking-3, which means I've been around a long time and I am very familiar with your work. I remember you in Mary Tyler Moore. I remember you in Phyllis. I remember you in The Last Picture Show. I remember, and I confess my favourite of all, the film, the Frankenstein, Young Frankenstein, which is just a classic. Do you know, people, my producer and engineer, Tiago, is a film and TV buff. He's only 30. When I told him I was interviewing you, he's never been so excited. He reeled off. Well, he said, legend, she's a legend. I know, I said. He reeled off, and he's 30, and he remembers Mary Tyler Moore, Phyllis, Young Frankenstein. That film comes up. I know you won the Oscar for The Last Picture Show, but that one is a classic film. I mean, it really is.
It'll go forever.
Yeah, and mostly because of you and that other guy. Oh, God, what's his name? Mel Brooks.
Gene Wilder.
Of course, Gene Wilder, yes.
I am Frau Blücher.
Inga, may I present Frau Blücher?
Would the doctor care for a brandy before retiring?
No. Thank you.
Some warm milk? Perhaps?
No. Thank you very much. No thanks.
Ovaltine.
Nothing. Thank you. I'm a little tired.
But I was joking about Mel Brooks, because he was a little bit cheeky, wasn't he? When they did a musical of Young Frankenstein, and I think you were 81, he didn't want to cast you as the classic Franks. He said you were too old. What a bloody cheek. But then he came back and offered you the role again later.
For Broadway, you mean?
Yeah.
She was horribly sick when he asked her to come and read. And it looked like she was on her deathbed, really. But she wasn't. She was just drowning. And
right.
It was that horrible cold that those things go around now.
So in all fairness to him, then, he might have been forgiven for that.
Yes, for sure. And so then when he saw her, you know, later.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's
good.
We can't wait. Of course. But can I ask you, and I really genuinely hope that you live for a much, much longer, how you would like to be remembered professionally and then by your children as a great actor? I think you are. You're a bit modest on the quiet, aren't you?
Well, just the parts I've played.
Yeah. But they're your legacy, and they will go on and on. Isn't that wonderful?
It is wonderful.
Yeah, you're wonderful. And what about, and you mentioned before we started recording, when I did say to you, what was your best and favourite role? You said mother. That's amazing. I know that you're a great actress, but to me, to bring up 5 children as a working woman in any career is a massive achievement. Did you have 5 children? Because you thought, if I have 5, then at least one of them will take me in when I'm old.
I didn't think about it. She took me in before I got old.
That's wonderful. She must like you very much. I know she does, because she told me. That's a good thing. I tell you, can I just say this? The greatest thing as a parent is if your kids like you. Because a lot of kids don't like their parents.
I know it. It's true.
Yeah.
With very good reason.
Yes. Yeah. Did you have a happy childhood?
Yes.
Okay, that's a gift.
My father was not good. I didn't know him at all.
Oh, okay.
He was there all the time.
Right.
He never spoke to me. He never told me he loved me.
Do you think that had an impact on you?
Oh, yes. He spanked me.
Well, that's abuse. That's not allowed now.
Well, when I think about it now, it was just... It wasn't anything, you know.
Right, it was just a slap.
Tap me. And... But I miss him now. He died at 53. He left college to take over the lumber yard, and I remember being there at night sometimes, and he's counting out the pennies and the money, and he just worked, and then he died. And
you miss him. But did you make peace with him? Did you forgive him?
Well, I came home from New York once, and... We went out to this, on the second floor, you could put a quarter in or a nickel in the music box. And he asked me to dance, and I danced with him. And he said, thank God I never, what? Yeah, I never broke your spirit.
So he knew that you went on to achieve great success as an actress.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. But my sisters were closer to him.
Mm-hmm.
They tell jokes and... have things.
So you are they still alive?
No.
No. So you've got good genes.
I'm an orphan and everybody's dead.
Everybody's dead. Everybody. Oh my goodness. Blimey. But you don't seem depressed or sad about anything. You've still got your humour. You're glad to be alive, I think. Don't you? Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I don't think I'm going to die very soon.
Okay. That's a wonderful thing. Well, this has been an absolute treat for me and an honour and a pleasure. And forgive me, I don't mean to sound patronising, but you have a great beauty still. I mean, she's still got it.
Yeah. Usually when she's all done up, it's incredible. She looks 72.
Yeah.
On a bad day.
Now, it doesn't... forgive me if I keep apologising, but you don't look like you've had the evil facelifts or anything. No, you wouldn't do that?
Oh, I think they're terrible.
Yeah, but you look great. You look natural. You haven't got that frozen face. Look at that beautiful face. She's pulling an ugly face, but the beauty's shining through. You're still here. You're still doing it. Life is pretty, pretty good for 92, I would say.
It is. It's amazing.
Yeah. Cloris Leachman, thank you so much for chatting with me. It's been my absolute honour. Thank you. Thank you for living this long. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Welcome.
And long may you reign.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
We simply must applaud them, the chat podcast with Claire Fordham. Keep calm and chat on.
I don't think Cloris was bored as she told Dinah to invite me over for dinner and kept chatting long after I stopped recording. Of course she did. Lesson learned to keep recording until I'm back in the car, because then I'd have proof that when I was leaving, Cloris referred to Frau Blücher, the character she played in Young Frankenstein, and a horse neighed in the background. Do watch Young Frankenstein if you haven't seen it. The Mel Brooks film is an absolute classic. Every time a character said Frau Blücher, a horse neighed. And it happened. I've got another class act for you next episode, when my guest on the chat with Claire Fordham will be British singer-songwriter Mary Wilson. I'll be playing some of her top tunes in between chat about her brilliant career that includes sellout tours, starring in Dusty the Musical, and getting her first Emmy nomination this year. Mary is as busy as ever and at the top of her game after 35 years in this business we call show. Until next time, keep calm and chat on.
We simply must applaud them, the chat podcast with Claire Fordham. Keep calm and chat on.
The Chat with Claire Fordham is an M Squared production.